So get ready. Over 3,000 attendees arrive in Grand Rapids this week. The goal of making Michigan's workforce safer than ever. With us today to talk about the Michigan Safety Conference. Denise McGinn, you have a big job, Michigan Safety Conference Coordinator. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Where's home for you?
East Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, that's where you bleed green, right?
That's for sure. Go Spartans.
Hey, Denise, what does bring the Michigan Safety Conference to Grand Rapids this week?
We're having our 86th annual event. We are a world-class health and safety training event that attracts over 3,000 attendees. We pretty much include every possible workforce industry in Michigan, including construction, healthcare, industrial, chemical, emergency management, fire safety, utilities, risk management, insurance, security, transportation, and more. We have about 160 classes that will be offered, as well as new product demonstrations, safety simulators, and the latest techniques and equipment promoting safe work environments. We believe there's nothing more important than making sure employees end up at home safely after work.
And any job that we take on as a challenge. Hey, it sounds like there will be some interesting exhibitors as a large part of the conference. So let's talk about this.
That's correct. We have about 219 exhibitors that will be showcased in our two-day conference. Also, thanks to a Myosha grant, we were able to bring in the National Save a Life Tour exhibit area, which was developed to provide a state-of-the-art interactive driver simulation. The program allows participants to experience the grim reality of destructive decisions and the devastating effects if they drive drunk or distracted. Distracted driving continues to be at the forefront of driver safety concerns. As the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration states that distracted drivers are 6 times more likely to cause accidents than those driving intoxicated and 23 times more likely to crash.
And I imagine that's why a lot of campaigns now feature the no texting, no driving.
Right. We have a don't text and drive campaign going on. Our volunteers were interviewed, and we did do an article on that, which will be posted as a poster session in the exhibit hall as well.
Let's expand on other activities your organization works on during the year. For sure, the conference is a big deal, but what else happens next Monday morning?
One of the things we're most proud of is that we do give annual scholarships to students that are studying at Michigan universities in the context of occupational health and safety. This year, we gave scholarships to students from Grand Valley, Oakland, and Medina universities. Over the last several years, we've given over $250,000 away to students that are studying in that occupation. We also have an awards committee, and it is their job to name the Safety Professional of the Year in Michigan. That is the highest honor given to a safety professional in our state. This year's winner is Carl Granger. He's a certified safety professional at Woods Construction in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Is your conference open to the public, or is this basically closed to your constituents?
It's open to anyone interested in workplace health and safety. There is a registration fee so that they could show up at the DeVos Place tomorrow or Wednesday morning. We open at 7, and if they wanted to pay to come to the classes and to see the trade show, they can do so.
What are you going to do? Not that what your conferences are doing. I mean, that's fun, but any fun things planned in Grand Rapids?
We definitely have a lot of fun things planned in Grand Rapids. The conference itself is a blast. We also honor our current president, who devotes a lot of time, so we'll be having his annual awards gala on Tuesday night. And that's where pretty much anyone that's had a part in planning the conference gets to celebrate all their efforts.
And just a talking point, safe in our workplace, what is a must?
I think it's a behavior. I think it's an attitude. I think we have a lot of classes on that subject itself and how to get a boss, number one, to buy in that he needs to provide the equipment and the knowledge and the training to his staff to be safe, but then also the buy-in from the employees to say, yes, this is good for me.
Great. Anything else you'd like to share?
Just that if people are interested, they can go to our website and check out the schedule and also find out about our history and about what we do. Our website address is www.michsafetyconference.org.
Okay. 3,000 souls being safer than ever here in our own backyard. Denise McGinn, Michigan Safety Conference Coordinator, thanks on behalf of your great team. Have fun this week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.